Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Women of Wisdom here on the WC, A Woman with CP Network on blogtalkradio.com. We appreciate you following this program. At blogtalkradio.com/WC, A Woman with CP, and remember to join our Facebook fan page, which is at facebook.com/WC, A Woman with CP. The Woman with CP happens to be best-selling author Wynne Kelly Charles. And when you visit her website, WynneCharles.com, you will find out about all the wonderful things that Wynne does. She's a public speaker. She's a mentor. She is a coach. And she is a best-selling author many times over. Again, that website is WynneCharles.com. And we are live tonight on the third day of March, 2015. 6 p.m. Eastern Time, and we bring to you, without any further ado, that woman of wisdom herself, Wynne Kelly Charles.
Thank you, Annette. One of the things I want to mention tonight, before we kick everything off, is, yes, it's International Women's History Month. It's International Women's Awareness Month, I guess you would call it. They call it International Women's Month. And we have several projects going around the planet. I know there's book launches of second Empowered Women of Social Media book happening on March 8th. I know Annette had a book come out during this month. I don't have any books myself coming out this month. If I was a little bit more organized and wasn't traveling and jumping on airplanes, I would probably have a book coming out this month. But that being said, I know some incredible women, and hopefully next year we would be able to do something along lines with Women's History Month. But one of the things I wanted to talk to you about today is about women and assistive technology. And the reason why I say women and assistive technology is because I use assistive technology all the time. And I'm coming to find out that people in their fields use assistive technology all the time. I don't care if you're disabled or not. But assistive technology is pretty amazing. And one of the things I love, as I said yesterday, Apple's Siri. Apple's Siri is the best thing since sliced bread. And I think women have to understand the power of technology in the workplace and in life, because technology can save us from doing these monotonous tasks that every single day. Like, for example, I am on a Skype setup right now, as I do Women of Wisdom, because my cell phone gets so wonky, it drops calls. So from now on out, I'm going to use assistive technology such as Skype to produce my show with Annette's help, because I feel like it's better for both of us. And Annette is so good on emails that she can handle all these emails, but you got to remember that assistive technology is there to help us. It's also there to invade our space. It's also there to invade our space. But if we set up assistive technology or any technology not to invade our space, were good as gold. Now, I know with the iPad, with the iOS system, I know that you have all these adaptive apps. What they call adaptive apps. And what I'm going to do here is talk about the touch switch have access to. I don't need a touch switch, but I know people that do need a touch switch. I have dear friends who are paralyzed, and one of the things they use is a touch switch. And I was at a dear friend's birthday party a couple months ago, and he's going to laugh when he hears me talk about this, but I thought it was the coolest thing since sliced bread. He has trouble communicating. He can't talk at all. He's nonverbal. He uses adaptive augmentation device, a speaking computer. And so one of the things that his mom set up for him is a touch switch that's actually a fan, a child-sized fan, and that's how he blows out the candles on his birthday cake. And we do this every single year, and I still get a kick out of it myself, being in education, because I have never seen such a thing. And it's interesting how much you can use assistive technology on a daily basis. I mean, there are apps out the yin yang. There's one, Series One, Broom, which is a sound app, is another. The list goes on and on and on and on. And what we tend to forget is these iPhones or these assistive technologies, whether you're on a PC or Mac, could be set up to help people who have fine motor skills and who don't have fine motor skills. I'm sorry. For those of you who know me, get my link along, but I'm sorry for doing that. But you can set these assistive technologies up to work themselves. I mean, I learned just the other day, I think it was Saturday, I learned that my own computer could speak to me if I hit the right button. And that's on a laptop, and that's on a Macintosh. And so I learned that by accident. I was doing an essay for college, and I hit the button. I actually hit I comma, and it was supposed to come up with I comma, when all of a sudden the dang thing starts speaking to me. I didn't realize I even had that setting. See, the teacher teaches herself something every single day. And so I wanted to emphasize women are fairly powerful. I don't care if you have a disability or not, but women are fairly powerful. The use of assistive technology is powerful. I know, who was it? Stephen Hawking did a movie on Stephen Hawking. Stephen Hawking is a savant, but yet he can't speak. And they are doing a movie on Still Alice, which Still Alice was written on a book, written based off a book. And Still Alice she doesn't have a speech impediment at all, but she has Alzheimer's, which is a disability of brain. And for those of you who do not know, I have two disabilities. My main one being cerebral palsy. I'm also a traumatic brain injury survivor. And let me tell you, if I don't rehearse what I'm trying to say or know what I'm going to say, I am just lost beyond belief, because I have to concentrate on what I'm trying to say. Because though I don't make a fool of myself, that's why I keep going over and over and over this speech for North Carolina, and I know it will drive some people nuts, but me, I have to go over it to get it stuck in my head. And what I like to do, and this also fascinates people, is when I spoke at the University of Virginia on how I did the Kona Ironman, I walked in to one of the top universities in the country, a small classroom setting, and I sat there and did my speech without any notes. My notes were in the vehicle. My notes were in a vehicle, and I did not have access to my notes, because that's the worst thing you can do as a motivational speaker. And now with assistive technologies, now you can put speeches on your iPhones and have the speech speak to you through a pair of headphones, and so you can hear it on an airplane, rehearse it on an airplane. So you gotta remember that I'm so used to adaptive technology, adaptive technology and dealing with speech pathologists, OTs, PTs, is I can deal with them in my sleep. And so, but for those who are dealing with these situations now, these situations have come a long way since I was born in 87. The medical technologies now that they use to help kids with disabilities is amazing, and the adaptive technologies that speech pathologists use cease to amaze me. And for those who don't know, I actually take myself back to speech pathology, and I have a private vocal coach who is phenomenal. And the assistive technology, she's been able to get me to use not only with my own writing, but we do a combination with Siri and me looking at my own writing and me reading it out loud to someone, whether it's my vocal coach or my BFF, and me hearing my own speech, oh boy, that was a shock to my system, because for many months, and my editor knows this, for many months I would hand people, I guess you would call it piecemealed book chapters, and expect them to edit it without me editing it, with me using solid adaptive technologies. And that became a disaster and a half, because they didn't know what I was trying to say. So now I, up until last May, I was doing that. Well, now, this year, it's completely different. I'm using a mix of my own capabilities to think and assistive technology. Although, that being said, assistive technology has its bad days, too. And half of the time, Siri does not work on my laptop. It works on my phone better than it works on my laptop. But when you think about it, the assistive technologies out there we have are fascinating. And I just wanted to talk about women in the workplace for just a couple minutes, because it National Women's History Month. And one of the things I have quickly discovered is when you have a job and get have a transition in that job and get rejected from that job, you need the computer skills to figure out what you do. Annette and I work from home half the time. My office is my iPhone. And people are shocked. I'll be sitting in the Atlanta airport. I'll be signing documents and doing, that's what I'll be doing when I'm going up to Virginia, is working mobilely. I work basically when I'm up in Virginia or in North Carolina in this case. I have an iPad. I have a iPhone. I don't have a laptop. I wish I did, but my laptop is way too big and way too cumbersome for aid and myself to deal with, because you got to remember, I travel with aid. So it's not just me traveling on my own, although in a sense it is, but because my aid is a really good friend. But at the same time, it's my aid, it's the wheelchair, it's everything else. So for me to travel on my own takes months of planning. But with assistive technology's help, you can check in. Anyone can check in the night before on these airline apps. Delta and the United, make it simple. U.S. Airways, not so much, but Delta and the United make it simple. And Atlanta Airport is actually one of the most handicapped accessible airports on planet Earth, and they seem to get it organized. Although you can't rely on the airplanes or the jetways. So what I land up doing is using luggage straps to strap my wheelchair together, because they've been known to drop my wheelchair. And without the aid of assistive technology, such as a cell phone, I don't know what I would do when I would get back to Denver, because I needed the thing to fix. So there's another piece of assistive technology. You just thought a cell phone was for playing games or watching movies on the airplane. No, it's a mobile office. So basically, if you set your cell phone up to be a mobile office, it can be a mobile office. I can be sitting in the Atlanta airport waiting for my flight, buying books, which I'll probably end up doing. And so all this assistive technology ceases to amaze me, what they come up with every single day. I know the latest and greatest thing is the Apple, is a watch by Apple, finally. But that doesn't go over so well as the iPhone. But the iPhone is amazing the way it's set up. I can finally see mine without my glasses on, or with my glasses on. But Apple does a good job of assistive technology. I think at one point they had people in wheelchairs in offices. I mean, I don't know why PCs are so hard to use. Although, I must say, Dragon, naturally speaking, is good for PCs, but with speech-to-text programs, you have to have it set up in the way it wants to be set up. With Apple's Apple's silly trying to bite out of the box. I mean, when I got my new iPhone, I upgraded from the iPhone 4 to the iPhone 6. I was on the road already typing text messages, typing emails, typing God knows what away using speech to text dictation. And so with Dragon Naturally Speaking, I know because I used it when I was in high school, you have to set it up and it takes forever because it wants you to repeat the same sentence over and over and over and over and over again, and it's annoying. And with most speech devices, they can't pick up a heavy speech impediment. I mean, my girlfriend cannot, my BFF, who has a heavy speech impediment, cannot use a speech to text application to save her life. Because although she can try, but I don't think it would be able to understand her. So it's very picky. And it's very time-consuming writing a book on a man on Siri, but managed to do it, and I'll be sitting in the Atlanta airport in May, or sitting in the Denver airport writing books, on airplanes writing books, and it's like, oh God, people are going to be like, what are you doing now? Writing books 1,000 miles up. And I just made that decision today, so you guys got to hear it first. Oh boy, here we go. You thought I was a mad woman doing a podcast twice a week. Now you're going to think I'm a mad woman writing books 1,000 miles in the air. But that's the way I do it, because we all bring the iPads on the airplane with us, and now you can use a cell phone, as long as it's not in transmit mode, as a personal piece of electronics. So I could essentially sit there on my cell phone and write books and just have fun with that and have headphones in my ears. Although what I tend to do is listen to music as I'm writing books, and I tend to listen to the music on a different device. For example, today I have my cell phone and my laptop. Well, for the past half an hour before I got on Women of Wisdom, knowing I was going to speak about adaptive technology and the amazing adaptive technology at that, I typed a page of, or maybe two pages, of my manuscript. And the cool thing about Apple is it talks to every device you have through the iCloud. And so basically when I'm done with my manuscripts on my laptop, I can still work on them on my iPhone, on my iPad. So it's really amazing what assistive technology can do. But women, you've got to have that backup plan to use assistive technology or technology. I mean, I barely know people with dial-up internet anymore, except I know one person with dial-up internet. The rest of us have cell phones. The rest of us have high-speed internet, so we can basically walk and do work at the same time, although that would be pretty dangerous. But basically, if you set up technology the way you want it to be set up, it's not going to be intrusive. I personally have my phone because I have noise sensitivity issues, and people know this, on silent half of the time. And people for a long time got mad at me because I didn't respond to text messages because half the time I have my phone on silent during the day because I get so many text messages and so many emails and so many Facebook posts and so many Twitter notifications. And now if you want to go into your iPhone or iPad settings, you can do that. But here's a tricky part. You have to do it as each individual app. You can't do it as all apps like you can with locations, which I don't have locations on my iPhone, on my iPad, sorry. On my iPhone I do because I travel with it and I'm going to places that I don't necessarily know, even though I'm the co-pilot. I still have to have a map in front of me, but luckily I have people to follow me and get me to places. But on my iPad, the location service on the iPad is turned off because I think it's a breach of security. Oh boy, don't get me started. Do not get me started on the disabled and mistreating of the disabled. And I don't know if you read in my last book how I talk about these fictional characters mistreating main character and JT and Tom. And oh boy, that's something I have seen, I have heard of, and I don't condone that in any way, shape, or form. I think that's horrible because disabled is all people too, and it's all functioning. They're just functioning in a little bit different. Oh, by the way, it happens to be National Cerebral Palsy Awareness Month, and it happens to be Traumatic Brain Injury Awareness Month, and it happens to be Women's History Month. So they all fall into the category of each other. And our color, our national color, which should have been my favorite color, but it's not. And Black Sox just scared me half to death because it's saying 90 seconds. But my favorite color, which should have been my favorite color, is green, because my favorite color is actually purple, which is a healing color, but green is National Cerebral Palsy Awareness colors. So, and so is Traumatic Brain Injury, if you believe that. And so with 60 seconds and 6:29 Eastern Standard Time, I'm going to turn it back over to Annette so Blog Talk Radio doesn't yell at me anymore.
We thank you so much. This wonderful woman of wisdom, her name is Wynn Kelly Charles. She's a best-selling author, and she has so much to offer. Please find out by visiting wynncharles.com. And when you're there, you will also find out how to order all of her wonderful books and find out how you can book her to speak at your next event, because she is available. Thank you for following this show at blogtalkradio.com/WC, a woman with CP. You have been listening to the fabulous program hosted by Wynn Kelly Charles. We call it Women of Wisdom.